Lolita, San Diego's best Mexican food since 1984. Now huddle up. Here's the coach, John Quintero, on 97.3 The Fan.
Well, thanks for joining us tonight on the High School Football Show, brought to you by Lolita's Mexican Food. Again, if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, at CoachQuintero44. Again, tomorrow night, we've got the semifinals in Division One. Boy, they're going to be a good one tomorrow night. You got the Helix Highlanders, 7-4, with their big back, Elion Noah, going down to Eastlake to take on the Titans, 10-1. The Titans' only loss was in Game 1 when they got shut out by the number one team in San Diego, Torrey Pines, 13-0. We'll have the ball game for you tomorrow night. And, of course, you tune in tomorrow afternoon, 3-7. The Gwen and Chris Show will be down there on campus at Eastlake. And then Braden Surprenant and yours truly will take over right there at kickoff time. And then on Saturday, we're going to be down at Southwestern College for the Open Division Championship game between Cathedral Catholic and Torrey Pines. That game was originally scheduled to be a 7 o'clock kickoff, but you've got a bowl game down there between Palomar and Southwestern College, so they've moved the Open Division Championship game to 7:30, and we'll have a pregame show. We'll have a half-hour pregame show getting underway at 7, and the ball game will get underway at 7:30, and you'll hear all the action right here on 97.3 The Fan. Also want to remind everyone, for the CIF San Diego Section Football Championship game tickets, they're on sale right now, and right now they're on sale at Torrey Pines and Cathedral because that championship game is on Saturday. So if you need to get tickets, go by Torrey Pines or Cathedral tomorrow while they're in session, and then all the other participating schools are in the semis tomorrow night. They win. They'll be on sale starting on Monday on their campus. Of course, everybody going to be in school for 2 or 3 days and then the Thanksgiving break, but it really behooves you to get those tickets in advance. Tickets going to be on sale on game days at Southwestern College at the football field 3 hours prior to each game. Tickets are going to be $15 for adults, $9 for students and seniors, and there will be a $10 parking charge per car. And CIF and Commissioner Schneep, who joined us earlier, said get there early and avoid the lines for the San Diego CIF Section High School Football Championships. Again, you can go to our website, 973thefan.com or 973sd.com, and get to our webpage, and we've got all of our interviews tonight from Sean Palma, the running back from Cathedral Catholic, Chris Thompson, the football coach from Mira Mesa, Jerry Schneep, and getting up that one of Robbie Gilster. And, of course, when we sign off tonight, Braden and yours truly will be back on Facebook Live. So if you've got any questions, get those questions ready, and we will get you the best answers we can. Well, Braden, come on in here, buddy, and, boy, you and I are going to have a lot of fun the next couple of nights.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And just to confirm, the Rob Gilster interview is on the website. So all of the interviews we had today are all on the website. If you missed any of it, Sean Palma, Jerry Schneep, the commissioner of CIF, of course, head coach of Mira Mesa, Chris Thompson, and the head coach of Valley Center, Rob Gilster. So if you need something to listen to when you're driving out to one of those games, listen to some of the interviews with the coaches, find out, you know, what you need to know about going to the CIF Championship games. We got it all covered for you on 97.3thefansd.com.
All right, Braden, let's start taking a look at the games. And let's go back to last Saturday night because they had the eight-man championship last Saturday night down at Mission Bay High School, and Foothills Christian had a magical run. They finished the year 9-2. They easily got by the San Diego Jewish Academy 41-14, but a good year for the Jewish Academy, 6-3. So that turned out to be, I think both teams had a nice season, but Foothills Christian, obviously the dominant team in the eight-man division.
Yeah, Foothills Christian was the dominant force pretty much all season in the eight-man division. No surprise there in the way they won and how they won, but, you know, tip your cap to the Jewish Academy for having a great season of themselves, making it to the championship. They upset the number two seed the week before. So, you know, it's a good season for the Jewish Academy, and, you know, congrats to Foothills Christian on winning the eight-man championship.
All right, let's go to Division Five. Let's start off. This is going to be an interesting game tomorrow night, and you're going to tell everybody why here in a minute, but the matchup is going to be number three, Francis Parker, taking on number two, Tri-City Christian. Francis Parker will come into the ball game tomorrow night at 10-1. A nice win last week over San Diego Southwest, 41-15. And Tri-City Christian, 9-2. They blasted Calipatria last week, 54-14.
So this is a rematch of the two teams playing each other earlier this year, and Francis Parker's only blemish on the year is a loss to Tri-City Christian. So that's going to play an effect. And Tri-City Christian won that game 27-12, if I'm not mistaken. So we'll see how this one goes. Look out for Ryan Sanborn. He's a quarterback of Francis Parker. He's also a really good kicker and punter. He's committed to Stanford. So he's somebody to watch, but I think Tri-City Christian gets it done.
And the other part of that bracket, you got Holtville, a four seed, coming off a nice win against Mountain Empire, 37-6. They're 8-2. They will travel up to take on Orange Glen. This is a great story, Orange Glen. They're 7-3. They're number one seed in Division 5. They drilled Maranatha Christian last week, 48-7.
Orange Glen's having the best season they've ever had in the last, 20-something years since the 1990s. And a big part of that is because of Cale Patterson, their running back. He has over 2,298 yards rushing this year, receiving it on returns with 1,800 yards, and 24 of his 26 touchdowns are rushing this year. He's doing a great job for Orange Glen, and I think he's the reason why Orange Glen will see themselves playing in a CIF championship game.
Let's take you Division 4, Santana. We had Coach Estes on last week. They had a nice win over Mar Vista on the road, 23-6. Santana, the 5 seed in Division 4, they're 7-5. They're going down to Balboa Stadium to take on the Cavers. San Diego Cavers, the number 1 seed. They shut out Chula Vista 27-0, and the Cavers take the field tomorrow night with an 8-2 mark.
Yeah, the 8-2 mark led by their three-headed monster running backs, Raiden Hunter, Mo Jackson, and Jaden Wickware. Jaden Wickware is one of the Silver Pigskin finalists. He won the fan vote, so he's going to be a great running back. But you got Raiden Hunter, just got an offer from the Naval Academy, and Mo Jackson, their sophomore, has been a surprising up-and-coming player for San Diego High as well. San Diego High just has a little bit too many weapons than Santana has. I think San Diego High wins it pretty convincingly.
The other matchup in Division 4 tomorrow night, the Kearney Comets, the 2-seed. At 10-1, they destroyed Classical Academy last week, 62-6. They will host number 6, Sarah Conquistadors, who had a nice win over Del Norte, 41-30. And again, Sarah 9-3, but boy, I agree with you. Kearney, they've had a real resurgence this year.
Yeah, Kearney's really good. They're led by the quarterback Kenyon Williams. He's thrown for over 2,000 yards. Their offensive coordinator Verlaine Batofi has done a great job getting that Kearney offense fiery and explosive and being able to move the ball. They've been able to put a lot of points on the board throughout the season. I think Kearney gets it as long as they take care of business and don't overlook Sarah to think about San Diego High, a rematch that they want, their only blemish of the year. They should be in pretty good shape.
All right, moving to Division 3. And again, Braden and I are going to be on Facebook Live immediately following the show tonight. So 97.3 The Fan, our Facebook page. And if you got questions or anything that maybe came up on the show, or you got a question about one of these playoff games, we'll be on just a couple of minutes after we sign off. Let's go to Division 3 here. You've got the Morse Tigers going on the road to take on number 1 seed Christian. Morse went down last week, Braden. They went down to the Imperial Valley. They beat Brawley 25-14. They're the 5th seed in Division 3. They're 7-4. They're taking on Christian, who's 10-1. They defeated University City in just a crazy game, 42-41.
Yeah, more. I like this this Morse team in this game. I think Christian's on upset alert for this one. Morse is they got their great all over the place player in Shamar Martin. He's lighting it up all over the place for the Morse Tigers. And to me, this is going to be a game for Morse. They're a ground and pound team. They're going to try to run the ball pretty hard. When Christian played a team that could run the ball pretty hard, and I'm not saying Morse is like Cathedral, but the way they run the ball is similar. So is Christian going to be able to slow them down? We'll find out. But this is my upset pick of the week. I got the Morse Tigers this week.
Well, a team that upset Monta Vista last week, Santa Fe Christian, they've got to go down into the Imperial Valley tomorrow night. Santa Fe Christian Eagles, the 6th seed in Division 3, big win, ending Jamon McClendon's career at Monta Vista with a 27-17 victory. The Eagles, 8-3, they're going to go down and take on Central, who pounded Imperial 34-7. Central, the number 2 seed in Division 3, 11-0 on the year.
Santa Fe Christian has ended two of the top Silver Pigskin running back seasons this year with Dorian Richardson and then Jamal McClendon. So they're defensively, they can hang with a lot of teams. They got Carson Drake, who's a top lineman offensively and defensively, has been a big impact player for them. The drive to the desert is very tough, but nobody's talking about the Central team because they're out in El Centro. They're a really good football team out there. They play really well. They're undefeated for a reason. I think it's going to be too far of a drive for Santa Fe Christian, and I think Central gets it done.
All right, moving to Division II, and let's start with the game. We had both head coaches on tonight. We had Chris Thompson from Mira Mesa. The Marauders come in the seventh seed in Division II. They're coming off a big win last week at Poway, 28-21. They will go up to Valley Center. Valley Center, the three seed in Division III. They beat Vista. Really, they beat them pretty good, 26-7. Valley Center right now 8-3 on the year. You got some really good athletes at Mira Mesa. You got some senior leadership and some big, strong guys up there at Valley Center. This ought to be a real physical football game like Rob Gilster was talking about.
That's going to be a great game up on the mountain, and if I, you know, you want a nice little road trip, I'd go up to Valley Center. It's a great place to watch a football game. The views are incredible up there at Valley Center. But this is going to be a game between two quarterbacks that are top of the county, and both seniors, Ricky Mazzetti of Valley Center, Noah Tumlin of Mira Mesa. They got weapons in JaVale Brown at Mira Mesa, and then Ricky Mazzetti's got, you know, of course, his running back, Mateo Sonoy, and Tuposh Turner, the wideout, and then, you know, Big Ed on the offensive of line
Big
for
Edward
Valley
Hill.
Center. Yeah, Big Edward Hill. So, yeah, this is going to be an interesting matchup to me. I think it's the game to watch the most, in my opinion, besides obviously our East Lake Helix game. I could see Mira Mesa upsetting Valley Center, but it's going to be tough for me. I think Valley Center, I'm going to give them the home field advantage edge on this one. I think they win.
Well, the other matchup in Division II tomorrow night, you got 8-4 Lincoln coming off a nice win against Point Loma, 35-21. They'll take on the number one seed Granite Hills, who beat Ramona last week in a pretty good ball game, 27-14. And going out to Granite Hills Stadium, that's a really cool place to broadcast and to watch a football game.
Yeah, that was a great place to watch it with the mountains in the background as you look upon and the sunset setting on the mountains as you get ready to call a high school football game. And it kind of, the bleachers and the way the stadium's set up, it reminds me of like old school football. You know, I remember when they used to be grass there, but now they got turf. But anyway, the Granite Hills game, to me, it's going to be interesting because Lincoln's got a lot of weapons, and Don Chapman is going to be a problem for Granite Hills to slow down and stop. And you saw that with the way Granite Hills played Helix and Elion Noah. So for me, it's going to be, can Granite Hills make some, you know, adjustments and try to play sound football and use their offensive line as an advantage in order to knock off Lincoln in this game?
Well, one of the things Lincoln's going to have to be concerned with is Chris Ostring, who I think you and I both agree. We were pretty impressed with him. He can throw it a little bit, but he's really good back there running around. He ran for a ton of yards last week.
Yeah, he's fearless, and he's willing to, you know, sacrifice his body in order to get as many yards as possible. I look for him to have a pretty big game. Look for Don Chapman to have a pretty good game as well, as both of them are senior. And one of them might be playing in this last high school football game.
Tell you, one last note on Lincoln. You know, after that forfeit, they've come back and played some really good football the last few weeks.
Yeah, they've looked really good. You know, they knocked off Madison, they hammered Point Loma, and they're starting to get on a roll here.
All right, let's get to Division I, and of course the game we're going to have tomorrow night for you at 7 o'clock, Helix and Eastlake. You'll hear it right here on 97.3 The Fan. Helix the last week pounded Grossmont 68-7. They scored touchdowns on their first nine possessions in that game. Eastlake got by Oceanside 29-7. Eastlake 7-4, Helix 7-4, Eastlake 10-1.
To me, this game is going to come down to the scheduling and how these two teams played because, you know, although Eastlake is 10-1, they really haven't been tested since week one against Torrey Pines, which is a long time ago. So they haven't played a team like a Helix team or like a team that's really, you know, got a lot of weapons. So I'm curious to see how they react. I'm really looking forward to seeing McCurdy, their middle linebacker.
Right.
I want to see him in person. And then, of course, we were talking about this off-air, but watching Michael Shawcroft play middle linebacker is fun to watch. San Diego State commit. It's going to be a battle between two top linebackers in the county, and I want to see the matchup of the one-on-one matchup of McCurdy trying to bring down Elion Noah and the task that's going to be.
That's going to be a good one. And of course, we're going to have it for you right here on 97.3 The Fan. The other matchup tomorrow night will be at Mesa College. You got Mission Hills 5-6 taking on St. Augustine 8-3. Mission Hills shut out La Costa Canyon 14-0. Not the same La Costa Canyon we saw the first 5 or 6 weeks of the season. And St. Augustine got by that red hot Steel Canyon team last week 28-21.
Yeah, this one to me is going to come down to quarterback play. And it's either going to be Oxney or Armantrout at Mission Hills. And Oxney's won the last two games for Mission Hills in the playoffs. But St. Augustine's Angelo Peraza is, you know, I've seen him firsthand. He is able to run around and extend plays way more than any quarterback that I've seen, including Noah Tumlin, just the way he runs. And he's fearless, and he's gonna run, you know, 50 yards behind the line of scrimmage if he has to try to make a play happen. The thing that he runs into issues is just hucking it downfield. So it's whether or not Angelo Peraza can outplay the quarterback play of whoever's going to play quarterback for Mission Hills on Friday night.
All right, and of course, Saturday night, Braden and I are going to be at Southwestern College. The kickoff is going to be at 7:30. We're going to have a full half-hour pregame show getting underway at 7. The Open Division Championship, you got number 2, Cathedral Catholic, who just a boat race Carlsbad last Friday night in a game you heard here on 97.3 The Fan, 35-0. They will go against 10-0 Torrey Pines, who's ranked number 1 in the Open Division. Torrey Pines fell behind 28-14 against San Marcos. They rallied late and walked away with a 35-28 win. And I thought Sean Palmer earlier tonight said, you know what, both teams know one another's offense because both teams are wing T offenses.
Yeah, it's a lot of familiarity. They're right down the street. This is a game to me that everybody in August couldn't wait to see happen, either in the playoffs or the championship. Wait, I don't think everybody knew that this was going to be the Open Division Championship, but I think a lot of people in San Diego County were hoping to see these two teams play each other in the playoffs just because of the senior leadership that Torrey Pines has and the team that they had last year coming back with their offensive line and all the senior leading guys, plus their running back, Mac Bingham. And then you got Cathedral Catholic. How are they going to bounce back in 2018 after a 5-7 2017? Their worst year in about 20 years for Cathedral Catholic. And the battle of the running backs is going to be great. There's so many storylines with this that we'll talk about on Saturday, but I can't wait for this game. It's been a game that I've been hoping for to happen since early August this year.
You know, the thing, and I'm not the biggest wing T guy in the world, okay? I get it, though, and you know, both teams run it as well as you can run it, I think, at the high school level. But the thing that I would say, when you're looking for a good old-fashioned football game, this is going to be a good old-fashioned football game because, you know, both teams will throw it a little bit, but that's not what their bread and butter is. It's all about deception and, you know, counter plays and, you know, running inside the tackles and getting outside every once in a while. But it's going to come down to what coaches always talk about, blocking and tackling more than anything else.
Yeah, I was about to say we were talking about earlier this week. It's going to come down to mano a mano, my guy versus your guy. Can each one of your positions win the position battle and win the battle of the play to keep fighting the plays and, you know, hopefully win the game.
All righty, Braden, you and I will get a little rest the best we can, and we'll look forward to being down there at East Lake tomorrow afternoon. Again, the Gwen and Chris show will get underway 3-7 tomorrow at East Lake. For Braden Surprenant, Coach John Quintero, hope you'll tune in tomorrow night. We'll have a good one for you. East Lake hosting the Helix Highlanders in a Division I semi-ball game. Have a great night, everyone. Bye-bye.